Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Bob Chapman of InternationalForecaster.com is waiting in the wings to join us live in the next segment. We're going to break down what's happening in the economy. They've gone from discussing killing the dollar to now beginning the murder of the currency. It's being run by D.C. and London. That's coming up. We're going to continue with your phone calls throughout this hour with Annie, Chris, Mike, Norman, and others. Paul in Oregon said that they sent, a vaccine waiver form home as they're trying to inoculate his children in the government training camp, the public school, and they're asking them to use a sanitizer that's not meant to be used on the skin. You're saying that's in the insert for this?
I'm saying what it is my wife found something on the Internet that said it had been created by the military for as an industrial cleaner. And then I found an article on the Journal of Allergy and Clinical Immunology website from 2000, where doctors got together and they have called for a worldwide ban on this substance.
So it's a toxic. What's the name of this again? It sounds horrid.
It's called benzalkonium chloride. Benzalkonium chloride.
Man, that is serious. Do me a favor, send the links or write a two-paragraph blurb making those points with the links to that medical journal, and we'll get that up. Because if that's happening in your area of Oregon, where are you in Oregon?
Gresham.
Tell us the town. I mean, you don't have to say your name or the school, but what's the town?
It's in Gresham, Oregon. It's in the Gresham-Barlow School District. The school is Hogan Theaters. And I'm sure the other schools in the district are going to do the same thing.
Unbelievable.
I also wanted to make the point that they've been, even though we signed a form saying we did not want our children getting fluoride, they've been giving our children fluoride anyway.
What, the fluoride tablets?
Yeah, the tablets, yeah.
Have you told your children not to take it?
Not the kind that sits on your teeth, but the kind you ingest.
The school's giving them fluoride. Well, you go into the stores, and it's fluoride water for kids, and it doesn't matter how many toxicologists, how many scientists, how many doctors I have on, the studies show it has a doubly bad effect on average on children than it does on adults. It is so toxic. We've gotten a tour of the Austin water treatment, and they admit hundreds of chemicals are put in the water under the name of fluoride. The chemicals they ship in come from fertilizer manufacturing plants. It's the toxic waste byproduct. And they just dump it in the water. Now, on your issue of gold confiscation, they can steal your house. They can steal your children. But you don't not have children because the government might steal them. You fight the tyranny. But, yes, they did have gold confiscation in 1933. My grandmother remembers in Dallas when the orders went out for people to turn in their gold currency for paper. Then the government literally shipped it all to Europe. A massive gold finger level heist. And yes, the government could announce again, turn your gold in, we're going to give you paper for it. But most people just ignored that. I mean, they're just going to devalue the currency you have in the bank even worse. So that's the whole point. That's not a reason not to buy gold. That's the reason you want it. That's because at least you're holding on to it. They can erase the money in your bank account or seize it. It's all made up fiat. Gold's exploding in value. I don't think they're going to get away with it this time. But we'll ask Bob Chapman about that, okay?
Okay. What's that email I need to send this to again? I'm sorry.
I'm going to put you on hold, and we're going to send it to you right now. We're going to come back with Bob Chapman, get into the economy and a bunch of other police state news with Bob as well. And we're going to be taking your phone calls, as I said, at 1-800-259-9231. And at the bottom of the hour, we're going to premiere the fifth and final trailer. The police state trailer from the police state section of Fall of the Republic. Fall of the Republic comes to the InfoWar next Wednesday, October 21st. Get the DVD at InfoWars.com.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. See your doctor for checkups and call for a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is a natural supplement that helps your body support prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-360-8306. That's 1-800-360-8306. This offer is for one free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-360-8306. That's 1-800-360-8306.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
This is an emergency alert. Do not take risky vaccinations this fall. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, a Harvard-trained public health expert urging you to go to FluScam.com and learn the secrets behind the current flu, who's behind it, the labs it came from, and the vaccine poisons. Learn why Barack Obama's science czar recommends vaccinations to sterilize people to reduce populations, and why OxySilver is making vaccinations and toxic antibiotics unnecessary. OxySilver is far safer than colloidal silvers. It works so well saving lives and money, protecting you and your family, it has been targeted for elimination by the drug cartel. Learn more about amazing OxySilver and order it online at OxySilver.com. If you call right now, I'll send you a free information kit. Call toll-free 888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Order OxySilver today. This call could save your life.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We are live on this Friday, the 16th day of October 2009 edition. We're now 8.5 minutes into the third hour of another hour coming up. We're here live Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Time. That's 12 noon to 4 p.m. And we are joined by Bob Chapman, the founder of the International Forecaster. He worked in Army Intelligence. He then had one of the biggest newsletters in history until he retired. He came back out of retirement to restart his financial newsletter. And his predictions are some of the most accurate and stunning out there. He was one of the biggest private gold and silver brokers ever. He helped publish Gary Allen's None Dare Call a Conspiracy in the early 1970s. He is a real icon in the fight against the globalists for the last 45 years. And today is his 74th, or is it 75th birthday? How old are you today, Bob?
I'm 74, and I'm happy to report that I'm healthy and everything works.
That's awesome. Look, I don't want to toot your horn here, but I want people to pay attention to what you're saying. Everything you've talked about years before, and you call it when it's going to happen, is now happening. You called 2 years ago on this show that late 2009, 2010 early was when they'd start really killing the dollar. You called the stock market going back up. 2 years ago, you said it would go down in a year, then it would go back up in 2009, that it would then go down again. You called that gold by the fall would run up well above 1,000. I mean, I want the crystal ball you've got. But also on top of all this, Bob Chapman, I want listeners, not our mainline listeners, but the show's growing by leaps and bounds. All these new listeners on all these new AM and FM stations, understand, we're just going off the documents. The Club of Rome, the Bank of England, all these, the private Federal Reserve have said they're setting up a Bank of the World we'll pay carbon taxes to. They are the ones killing the dollar. They are the ones that have stolen tens of trillions. They are the ones setting up a police state to stop the American and British and other people from taking our government back and bringing these Madoff slash Skilling slash Ken Lay types to justice. So either these guys take over the world through their Ponzi scheme fraud. That's the New World Order. It's tyranny. Set up their Bank of the World, which they're now calling for, banks, the private banks, to have the regulatory power over all businesses. That's even on Napolitano's Fox News show. I mean, this is really happening. I want people to realize the magnitude of, we're not saying the New World Order is coming now. It's now here, and it's going to get worse and worse and worse. So I want to lay out what their master plan is, who they are, what their economic warfare operation is, and what the death of the dollar is going to look like. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, former head of the Treasury, former Wall Street Journal editor, the father of Reaganomics, he said he believes it's irreversible. He now agrees it's by design. 2 years ago, he knew they were doing it, but couldn't come to that realization. They're now openly, Soros is openly bragging. I mean, this is so incredible, and I want people to realize we are now here. The hell is now going to begin while they're simultaneously telling us we have a jobless recovery and everything's wonderful. Bob Chapman.
Everything is not wonderful. And we're not going to get a recovery. And it's as simple as that. If you remember back in January, I said that I thought that by the end of the year, the people in Washington and Wall Street would be talking about another stimulus plan, and now they are. They're talking in terms of $200 billion. I projected $2 trillion, and that's what they need to make this thing continue to hum. And so let's see what they come up with. But I think there's a good chance there's going to be another stimulus program. It'll be larger than the one that they did, which is $787 billion. We'll say $800 billion. It just really hasn't done hardly anything. Two reasons. They're not really creating anything. They're just throwing money at the problem. And number two, the layout of the plan was done extremely poorly. It was done politically. And now they're very afraid that the stimulus plan is not going to carry the economy in a positive mode into the election, and they're scrambling to get more money. The key to all of this is money. The key is the control of the production of money, and that's done by the Federal Reserve, the private corporation, and it's also done by the Bank of England. And yes, as Alex said, they are now expediting into a world currency, whether it'll be an SDR, special depository receipt, which is issued by the IMF, or whether it'll be a basket of currencies, say the G20, with a small gold backing of 10 to 15%. We don't know yet, but that's where they're headed, so that they can have an international trading unit. And they intend to follow that by having an international one world currency.
Now, Bob, for new listeners that don't understand, they're not going to see some gold or purple or blue money day one. We'll still have our regional currencies, euro, dollar, the dollarized Canada and Mexico, but they've announced the G20, the new Bank of the World will set currency values, which will allow the insiders to even engage in bigger Ponzi schemes and manipulations. They will set interest rates globally, and that's why instead of G20 meeting once a year, they're meeting every 2-3 months now in private, and they're saying in the publications, mainline publications, Financial Times and others, that it's going to be a basket of SDR, bank-to-bank fiat currency, that it's going to be a basket of the yen and the yuan and the Indian money and the European Union money, the euro. But the media is also spinning it saying the Arabs are killing the dollar. Is it not the policies of the private Federal Reserve pumping tens of trillions of these out into the economy that is killing the dollar?
Well, it's the Federal Reserve and the Bank of England are the two keys. But I look at this from a psychopolitical aspect. they are going to go into inflation, higher inflation. Real inflation right now is 6.11%. And those are John Williams' figures, incidentally. You can look at it as 601 as well. Now, there's two ways of getting to the conclusion of the product. And so that's going to increase. We'll probably see over the next year and a half, while they're preparing this international trading unit, they call, and this evolutionary process will continue to cause inflation until they decide to pull the plug and go to deflation and go to the international unit and to see the dollar go to 40 on the USDX. Today it's around 75, 75. So you can see that we're not all that far away. And it's come down from 124. And so what are we looking at? We're looking at probably another 40% to 50% change in the value of the dollar, versus six major currencies. And that's, they're weighted against each other. And so this is where we're headed in the immediate future. Alex and I and Paul Craig Roberts were on together, and we both said 2 to 3 years. Well, I think we're down to 1.5 to 2 right now. And that's when I think they're going to stick it in. And so what does that put us? Mid-2011 to the end of 2011, somewhere in there.
Let me break this down for people. Let me throw a question in here. The method to the madness, having big Bilderberg Group, big New World Order owned, Reuters, Financial Times of London, Wall Street Journal, come out and take the shock off so there isn't a big panic and start announcing, we've got to devalue the dollar. It's going to happen incrementally. National Post reported, New York Post reported yesterday that, you know, the dollar is no longer the world reserve currency, saying that China, India, Russia, Europe, and others still have a majority dollars, but now the majority of their new purchases are euros and another basket. And so it seems they're just acclimating everyone, so Americans just accept the devaluation of the currency, rising prices, while we have depression in the real economy, so losing your job, lower wages, while the economy falls apart. So that's worse than the Great Depression, where it was a depression in prices and a depression in wages. We're talking about hyperstagflation here. And so I guess, why are they now announcing, okay, we are getting rid of the dollar? Is that just to get everybody ready?
Yes, it is. And I think the piece that was done by Fisk this past week, which dealt with secret meetings among those who didn't want the dollar anymore, such as Russia, China, India, the Arab states, Brazil, Venezuela, Iran, that was deliberately leaked by him, that he was told to do that. And that was conditioning. They're going to ease it down. It's going down. They'll do the dialectics with it, you know, one step forward, two steps back, three steps forward, one step back. And that's the way they're going to take it down. And it'll encompass probably about a year and a half and before it hits bottom, whether it's at 40 or 55 on the USDX. And in the meantime, the gold and silver are just going to go bonkers. Gold and silver have already, well, gold has already broken out, and we're headed probably... the first major stop will be around $1,650 to $1,700, and then it'll go higher after that. And I don't expect any confiscation. Less than 3% of Americans own gold. They wouldn't waste their time. They can go over and take over the GLD, which is the exchange-traded fund. They supposedly have 1,058 tons of gold. And there's some other entities that can be grabbed as well, and they can have all the gold that they want doing that.
Yeah, back in 1933, money was gold and silver. The government says, we're going to give you this paper. Give us that. Then they doubled the price of gold a year later once the people didn't have it. Of course, my great-grandpa didn't turn his in. We'll be right back. Bob Chapman's our guest.
For thousands of years, Native American healing has been practiced in North America. The Native Americans discovered an astonishing healing plant called Siaga. This pesticide-free, wild-crafted, all-natural wonder is handpicked by a medicine man and effectively combined with other all-natural and sacred ingredients into a product called Defense. These key ingredients not only supply powerful immune system building blocks defending your body against natural and man-made viruses, but they also assist your body in healing itself from life-threatening conditions. HealForGood.com's Defense capsules are Native American practitioners' remedy. Start now with a 100% money-back guarantee. Mention this ad and receive $5 off your first 3-month supply of Defense capsules. Call 1-877-HEAL-4-GOOD. 1-877-HEAL, the number 4-GOOD. That's 877-432-5446. Or order online at HealForGood.com. That's HealForGood.com.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for Ixquick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the 1-week StartPage Challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not my 17 years in the industry. Nearly 100 banks have been shuttered this year. As many as 200 more banks are suspect by year's end. The FDIC is operating in the red. Who pays for that? Is your money safe? The dollar has lost over 95% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide, do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
About everything on every issue, because we know that Loveless Agenda, it's all written down. We're like reading a TV guide and telling you what's on television tonight, and you're saying, oh, it's a conspiracy theory. We have the government textbooks, we have the government documents, we have their own admissions. Private corporate banks are robbing everyone right now. They're destroying our future, and they're setting up a police state to make sure we can't resist them. It's illegitimate. It's criminal. We've got to come to realization. Stop debating left and right, Republican, Democrat. Stop debating balloon hoaxes and the latest O.J. Simpson and Michael Jackson crap. We've got to stop caring so much about Brett Favre and start caring about the real issues, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, take Jesse Ventura. He likes Brett Favre, too. We talked a little bit about football while I was out there shooting a TV show with him this week on Wednesday. But, you know, he still cares about the other issues of liberty and freedom. I'm not telling people to not spend all some of their time in leisure and fun and watching the Yankees or the Dodgers. But you still, I mean, Charlie Sheen, I'm good friends with Charlie Sheen. He still watches football and, baseball, but he also spends some time dealing with issues of liberty and freedom. Ron Paul likes baseball, but he still spends some time fighting tyranny. And we have total criminals taking over. I've made the decision to basically have almost no leisure, unless it's with my children playing with them. I play football in the backyard with my kids, but that's about it, because they need that. We've got to get our priorities straight. Bob, this is a short segment, but long segment coming up. I want to explain to people this illusion, and I want you to get into it with them, but also what dollar collapse is going to look like, how this is going to affect the average person. And then also the record bonuses for Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, AIG, and others, the ones that changed the laws with the revolving door of politicians and regulators that are now further raping us with our tax money for bonuses, who are now going to set up the new bank of the world that they, the criminals, are going to control. But Bob Chapman of the InternationalForecaster.com, people that want to check out more, gold isn't going up in price. The dollar is dropping in value, and people know it's going, so they're rushing into the safe haven of something that's a real commodity and has true value. How does that ratio work with the stock market? I know it's not as pure dollar goes down, gold goes up, as it is with gold with the stock market, but if the New York Stock Exchange and NASDAQ are dollar denominated, is there not a ratio with the economy's plunging, the dollar's plunging, the industries are shutting down, but the stock market goes up? Is there not a ratio there with people also flooding into stocks instead of dollars?
Well, the move that you've seen in the Dow Jones from the low of 6,600 to 10,000 has been propelled by two basic reasons: short covering in a big way, people who bet the market was going to go down and were wrong, and secondly, the enormous amount of money that was put into the hands of banking and brokerage firms and insurance companies. I mean, we're talking trillions of dollars. What do they do with it? Well, the Fed said, look, get in the market, run the thing up. We have to have some stability in here. We have to convince the public that we're capable of making the market become 10,000 again and making those pension and profit sharing plans go from minus 50% back to even again. And so that's what they've done. But the flip side of that is inflation starting to heat up big time. Look at the PPI since May. All you had to do was watch that, and you know that costs are going to go up. Now, either the producers of goods and services are going to eat the additional cost, or they're going to pass it on. Well, most of them are going to pass it on. And also, to answer your question about the falling of the dollar, how is it going to affect Americans? Everything they buy from a foreign country is going to get more expensive. So that T-shirt that came from China and you bought it at retail for a dollar might cost $1.35 or $1.50. And so that's one of the main ways that it's going to hit. It's going to be very inflationary. And that will go on for a time. How high will inflation go? A minimum of 14 to 15%, perhaps a lot more. We don't know what they've got in store for us yet.
Well, Bob, what's the real number? I mean, unemployment, every other private group says 20% or more. The government says 9.5%. What's the real number there?
Well, the only people I know that figure out what the dollar, the increase in money and credit is John Williams and myself. And he's got 21.4% and I got 21.3%. So I'll bow to his professional expertise because he's better at it than I am. And so, yes, that's what we've got. So anything that some politician or businessman says that in the unemployment's more than 20%, that's true.
So unemployment's more like 20. Inflation's, where's inflation at?
Real inflation is 6.11% using a formula before Bill Clinton went to office in the 1980s.
All right, stay there.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hi, it's MZ, wondering how many of us Alex Jones fans intend to take the swine flu vaccine. I'm not, don't trust it, but then I don't want to get the disease either. So I use PureWorks, a unique disinfectant that comes in foam or spray form. PureWorks is not your typical hand disinfectant. There is no alcohol to dry your skin, and it lasts for hours, not minutes. Use PureWorks to protect yourself from disease and infection. You can find out all about it and order it online at nogerms.info. That's nogerms.info. Don't introduce potentially dangerous chemicals or toxins into your body to keep you well when they could actually cause the sickness you want to avoid. Don't pick your nose, don't shake hands, and don't handle banisters, rails, and doorknobs. Do try PureWorks, available online at wholesale pricing to Alex Jones listeners. Go to nogerms.info. That's nogerms.info. Be well and stay well. Best MZ.
Live here. I have three children. I love this country. I had two relations on my mother's side of the family that came over on the Mayflower. My family was all over the Revolutionary War in 1776 and in the founding of Texas. I mean, I really bleed red, white, and blue. I know we've been the greatest country in history. I know we're special. Our Bill of Rights and Constitution is wonderful. And I'm so sick of watching offshore banks with slick PR firms who know how to lie to the public, gutting the country, openly announcing at Davos they're setting up a world government. George Soros and all these guys laughing, saying, I'm having a great crisis. We're finally going to bring down the U.S. and set up world government. The Pentagon totally works for them. They're openly setting up a police state to rob all of us. And I've still got to argue with people about whether I'm a conspiracy theorist or not. I mean, Bob Chapman, does it ever make your head spin to have the thousands of government documents, statements, reports that we cover, that we link to? More news today about deaths from the swine flu vaccine, people getting paralyzed, medical doctors say, yes, it's causing neurological problems. They had to stop it in 76. For a year, they denied deaths were happening in 76. And people finally said, hell no, and they admitted it. I mean, how many times do we have to be lied to? How many times do we have to be right? Again, I'm not trying to toot our horn here today, but I want to make a big deal out of this because it is a big deal. We have the track record. We have been right. We do our homework. We bust our ass. I mean, Bob, I remember you, however many years ago it was, you can remind me, and I'm reading your forecast or having you on, but I've been interviewing you for like 8 years. I remember you when the stock market hit 14,000 saying, get out now. And you can remind me of the date in a moment. And then when the stock market went way down last year, you said it's going to run back up in the summer and fall. And then I forget when you said it was going to plunge down again. Let's hear your forecast now. And I remember you calling all these things accurately. And you pointed out, because you're not an egomaniac and neither are other economists we have on, you pointed out that Bob Chapman's about 95% accurate and that the mainstream media is over 80% inaccurate on the financial shows. They're not inaccurate because they're stupid. They're just as smart as Bob Chapman. In fact, in their own personal lives, it's come out that their portfolios are the opposite of what they're saying, in many cases, what they tell their viewers, Cramer and others, that they know what they're doing. They know they're lying. They know they're spinning. They know they're just manipulating. So you're just telling the truth because that's what you do. That's your business model. That's your political model. They work for the system, so they lie. I mean, this, explain to people your predictions, and they're all in the newsletters. Go over all the things you called, and then where we are right now and where you see us going.
Well, I can go back to, I called the top of the real estate market in October of 1989, and I sold my house in Malibu that month, as a matter of fact. And I said, you know, it's over and they're going to go down considerably. Well, that happened. And the elitists had an opportunity between 1990 and 92 to straighten the entire economy out by having a strong recession. They refused to do that. But Japan at the same time was in a terrible fix, and that went on for 20 years. And we called the top of the market there at 42,000. It eventually went down to about 5,000, and now it's trading a little bit higher. But that was some of the things in the old days that, if you want to call them, that I called. We even called the rally in gold in 1984-5, and then again in 1986. I think one of the best things I ever called was the increase in interest rates in 1992, where we said the 30-year would go to 8 1/16, and we hit it right on the head. Then, of course, the dot-com boom came during the late 90s, and I just stood aside and said, I'm not going to go into that madness. And April, the second week of 2000, we called a top on the stock market. And then in June, we went in big time into the gold and silver shares and coins because we felt this was the beginning of another bull market. And the first phase was just completed. We went from 252 an ounce on gold to 1,070 intraday. And so we made that call. We called the 9/11 type of event in November, before it happened, within 33 days, we called Iraq and Iran the conflicts. We called the top of the stock market at 14,000. We said it would go to either 7,200 or 6,600. It went to 6,600, and we thought it would go back to 8,500, and it did. In fact, it went to 10,000. We didn't pick the top on that, but we were essentially and fundamentally correct. Now, I think we're looking at a return. I can't tell you the length of time right now, but we're looking at a return of the Dow downward. The time frame, hard to say, but at the moment it looks like we should see a correction down to 7,800 to 8,800, sound down somewhere in that area. Gold and silver are going to keep right on going up. Silver will break out finally from its old high, probably by the end of the year. And gold, of course, is broken out. Probably next stop is 12,000, 12,050, and then 16,050, and then 2,500 to 3,000. And that 2,500 only reflects official inflation since 1980. Real inflation would put gold at $6,700. And so these are the general predictions. Incidentally, real estate's going to continue to go down because of the types of loans that are still out there and the loss of jobs, the fact that for a year the government has been writing subprime loans again, and that won't possibly bottom out until 2013, and goodness knows how long it's going to bump along the bottom. And so that's what we're looking at. We're also looking at probably a sideways movement on unemployment for several months, and then it's going to get worse again unless they dump in, and they'll need $2 trillion. And if they don't put in $2 trillion, it isn't going to work again. And so these are some of the things that I'm looking forward on.
Okay. I want to take some calls before you leave us, and we got Chris Pinto next hour getting into some information dealing with Dan Brown's book, and they're saying it's inaccurate. They've made the definitive films on the real secret societies, the Illuminati, and how they operate. Whole separate area we're going to be discussing coming up the next hour. But while we've got you, Bob, I'm shaken up by this. It's one thing to know they're going to kill the dollar and know it a decade ago and to see their plans. It's another thing to now be here in that zone where they're getting ready to stage new wars, new terror attacks. They're setting up incredible police states. I've got mainstream news articles where high-level media executives with no criminal record, known for being pure gentlemen, get up in first class and walk in front of someone who's asleep, and the stewardess yells at them and then has them arrested under the Patriot Act, and they're charged for making an ugly face. That's in the FBI affidavit. I see these articles every week now where people argue with a stewardess, so they're going to prison under the Patriot Act. I see where they're charging marijuana dealers with it. I mean, people with a half ounce. I mean, they're arresting people selling eggs on street corners in the countryside. I mean, they're SWAT teaming Amish. I mean, it's entering a vortex of evil. $100,000 fines for garage sales. I mean, I can't even believe how insane. They just came out and admitted what I knew 14 years ago, but now completely declassified, that most TV is run by the Pentagon and the White House, and the entire scripts are funded and written. I mean, we already knew it watching TV, but to be anti-family, pro-death, all these shows where they're unplugging old people, the heroes are killing people on the shows. They're convincing old women not to have cancer surgery to save money for young people. I mean, as if the pie can't grow. As if we're, I mean, global taxes are being announced. Schwarzenegger's saying you got a thumbprint to buy guns. He's now saying they're going to ban 40-inch TVs because they're bad for the environment. They use too much energy. I mean, all the carbon taxes, all the control, worse than the Soviet Union. When I say that, I mean, it is. Bob, it's off the charts. But before we do that, what will this look like as they incrementally, like you said, knock the dollar down, then bring it up a little bit? You know, knock it down, bring it up a little bit. Knock it down, bring it up a little bit. Because that's the graph. And as the world now shifts with new purchases to majority euros and yens and yuans and other currencies, they've now left the dollar. That's the headlines in all the financial papers. So they've begun. It's like the HAL 9000 in 2001 Space Odyssey, where he's going, "I'm afraid, Dave," and the astronaut's turning the computer's memory off, and they're turning it off. He's gone down about 10 of the memory cubes. He's got about 50 left, and you know the HAL 9000, which is America, is going, "Daisy, Daisy," you know, this is happening, and there's no way to stop these criminal bankers. They're going to get their world government. They're going to rape everybody more. We're going to pay our taxes directly to them, and no matter how big their frauds are, the police just, yes, sir, salute them. I mean, Bob, this is getting bad.
Well, I think law enforcement had better wake up, because if they keep on doing what they're doing, there is going to be a backlash. There's absolutely no question. Desperate people do desperate things. And we have desperate people in America. We have 30 million people or whatever it is unemployed. And I think the checks are going to stop very shortly in a big way. And
checks are already bouncing from the state to people in California. And we've got some bizarre Hitler youth guy going, I take your guns, I ban TV. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, you're right about Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh, he makes me sick.
And they're going to continue to do this, and finally it'll snap. And then we see who's going to win. The Pentagon's not going to win because the military's not going to follow them. And I think we're going to have to join the military in helping them to combat the travesty of corruption and dictatorial government that's in Washington and Wall Street. And that's what we're going to have to deal with. These are the people who are dangerous, the crooks in the $3,000 suits. I mean, I got an article here that Paul Craig Roberts did yesterday. It's only two pages. The rich have stolen the economy, and he's right. It's a fabulous, very short, but fabulous article.
Well, Professor Black, who's one of the top regulators of SNL, exposing all that, and Professor Black's top game, and he said, this is by an order of magnitude the greatest fraud, the greatest scam in world history, and they're just getting started.
That's right, and they just keep, they don't even know what to do with the billions and billions of dollars that they're stealing from everybody. There's a new magazine coming up of the Financial Times, where to put all of that great amount of money that you rich people are pulling in by doing what you're doing in Wall Street, et cetera. And we have fragmented into a society where the middle class has been reduced to 5 or 10%. You have a rich cadre at the top, and everybody else is wallowing.
But isn't that like, it's the wintertime and you're cold, so instead of going and getting some firewood, you just light the drapes on fire? And you know, this is the elite. I'll get lots of warmth if I burn the house down. And you know, they're just masses of troops in black uniforms marching, beating their batons on their breastplates when you try to go protest the G20. And then the elite are just burning the house down, going, boy, it's warm, roasting hot dogs in their own inhalation.
Well, it's interesting. The Romans did the same thing, and that's where they got that from, banging their spears up against their shields. And today they've got billy clubs to do that. And I see that they're have all kinds of armor on. Well, let me tell you something. There's ways to take people down even if they get armor on. But where we're headed here is ultimately to a violence and then ultimately to revolution. And the elitists think that they're going to be able to control the situation. And I think, and I know you do, Alex, that they're not going to be able to. And we are going to win. It's just what kind of a price are we going to have to pay? And it's the price is being paid because in the last 50 years particularly, no one wanted to pay attention. Well, some people are starting, and that's terrific. We are winning the battle on the airwaves, that's for sure, and even in print now. And we've discussed this in the program before. The people who are running things, they're in trouble. They've had to expedite their program. I would have never thought we would have saw last week a planted article by Fisk that we don't need the dollar anymore, and there's some nations plotting against it. Well, they should plot against it. The United States is bankrupt.
Well, that's total spin. Dr. Roberts made the point yesterday. The Russians, the Chinese, the Arabs are saying, we're your biggest investors. Please stop devaluing it. It's lost 10% in the last year. We're losing money. And then the Federal Reserve is out there. They're the ones setting up the new bank of the world. They're the ones killing America. And then they blame it on the Arabs.
That's right. And they're just recipients. They're selling things to us, in this case, oil and petrochemical products, and the Chinese, all the kinds of products, and so on and so forth. And we're robbing the world. We've been.
Bob, let me ask you this. We're going to come back and get into final comments from you on the economy. But would you be buying gold right now and silver? I mean, is that the investment, or what are some other investments?
You know, Alex, it is the only place to be. You can go to currencies, but they're going to all devalue against the dollar, and they have been for the last 6 years. So why bother to go there? You go to gold and silver coins if you want gold and silver shares, and that's the only place where you can protect your wealth.
Absolutely. And to explain what you just said, Dr. Roberts, former head of the Treasury, said this, former head of policy yesterday, that the implosion of the dollar is going to suck down other systems as well. This is, but we're going to be the center of the black hole here. Do you agree with that?
2.8% of the foreign reserves of all countries are in dollars. And incidentally, that just dropped from 64.5 at the beginning of the year.
And they're now, the majority of new currency they're buying is not dollars. We'll be right back. The shift has been made. They're putting the final nails in the dollar.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
Chapman's our guest. I want to bring Ted Anderson on briefly and then hold Bob 5 more minutes over. Talk about some more financial news. Maybe jam a few calls in. Ted Anderson's here. He bought gold at $950 and sold it to you when it was $1,000. And now that gold's up at $1,060 right now, he's running out of the gold he bought at the $1,000 level. That is, he bought this gold when the market was $1,000. He bought the silver. He's almost out of it. I just bought a bag of it last week. The silver half dollars, those are almost gone. He bought a hoard of it when silver was at the $12 level. So that's what's priced into the market. You got to tell them Alex Jones sent you to get this deal, or it's the higher price. It's still a great deal. This is like having a time machine to go back. Ted, briefly, give folks the coins you've got that are super discounted, and then we're going to ask Bob straight up if he thinks that's a good deal. Ted Anderson.
All right. Well, I can tell you what I have. I have francs at 238. Got British sovereigns at 293. Lakota coins are at $22.30 still. Walking Liberties, man, you're not going to find those anywhere else at this price. $8.69. You're right, the market is going up. Man, I'm just depressed. I've been reading economic news, and then I come on to get on the air with you, and I hear Bob talking. I mean, I was just reading an article that says that the dollar, since TARP, the supply of money has increased 2 to 1 from what we had just a couple of years ago. The only thing that's stopping us from having complete out-and-out blasted inflation is just the velocity. It's just crazy, Alex. It just makes me, you know, I mean, I've got kids that are going to be entering the job force here in just a couple of years. I now have a grandchild, and this is the kind of world we're leaving for them. It just drives me nuts.
Exactly. I mean, I'm not happy that we've been proven completely right and that Bob 6 months ago said in the fall it would go above 1,050. That's what he said on air. I pulled up his newsletter earlier, and I'm not pleased to be right. But at least it's a silver lining in this big rain cloud that at least the listeners can get a great deal. Bob Chapman, how good a deal is that Ted Anderson's offering?
Oh, it's a very good deal. But just as important is the fact you get diversification there. You've got all of these different kinds of coins in a fifth of an ounce or a quarter of an ounce approximately, and then you've got the silver. Beautiful, beautiful for barter. And so I like the smaller coins myself. Ted, are you able to get any fractional Gold Eagles and Silver Eagle series?
No, you know, they're not even making them this year. It's real tough. I have some from that I picked up a while ago.
Yeah, a lot of mints have cut back in production while there's even more drive. Let me give people the number, and the brokers will be there till tonight. This deal's good till midnight tonight. 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237, MidasResources.com. Again, 800-686-2237. People are insane if they don't take advantage of this deal.
Well, I'll throw one more at him, Alex. If you buy one of those francs for me, I'll buy a full year subscription to the International Forecaster for you. If you haven't
All
had
right.
a chance, Bob, I'm reading your literature, and it's like I'm scratching my head as to figure out why people would not move into gold and silver. I mean, it just, you know, if you take a look at the entire economic.
Well, because it's more than tripled in value the last 7 years. People don't like something that's almost quadrupling. They like losing money. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. Call right now. Midas Resources, the parent company of the GCN Radio Network. It's where I've shopped around. It's where I buy my gold and silver. The deal Ted just gave you, I certify as awesome. I think you should get involved. 800-686-2237. Thank you, Ted. We're going to come back with Bob Chapman of InternationalForecaster.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.